Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the church.
This is Why I Believe on the Mormon Channel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
President Presnar Cullen is a stake president in Haiti, and he is with us here today on Why I Believe to talk a little bit about both his experience coming into the church, and also you're currently a stake president, and so you've had a lot of experiences in the past Yes. couple of years relating to members, people in your nation, members of the church, going through an earthquake, and that kind of thing. So just so our listeners can get to know you a little bit, President Cullen, will you please tell a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a member of the church?
So as you tell, my name is Presnar Cullen, and I'm the oldest child in my family. So I get married and have now three kids, three babies.
Mm-hmm.
My friends say Elisa, Neil, and Neila, 4 years, 2 years, and 6 months. When I was young, all my family was Catholic. We mm-hmm. went to Catholic church.
Is that a prominent religion in Haiti?
But yes, it's the first one, the big one in Haiti.
Okay.
So all my parents and my great-grandparents, all of them are Catholic.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And I continue to visit other churches as Adventist, Baptist, Jehovah churches, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that one of them are not church, the true church of Jesus Christ, because I read a lot the Bible, and I said to myself, it seems there is no good church on the earth. Mm. And we are three good friends, and we said, so there is no good church on the earth, there is no true church on the earth. So when we get old, we will create our own church, so us with our wives, we can attend this church with our families.
So you were thinking you would create your own church based on
oh yes
the things that you knew to be true? And
yeah, because
discovered.
We said we will create another church
uh-huh.
with all the principles we see in the gospel. And
interesting.
That's why we said. And one of our friends went to Santo Domingo for study Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, he said, I have a friend of mine telling me about two young men, one American and one Haitian. They said they have a church. This is the Church of Mormon Church. Let's go and let them know that this church is not true, because there is no good church on the earth.
So you were going to go educate the missionaries.
The missionaries, yeah.
Tell them there was no true church.
There's a true church on the earth.
Okay.
And when we meet with the missionaries, they said, we are missionaries, we are members and missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we introduced ourselves to them. And they start talking about the prophet, the revelation, the living prophet. And they are talking about the Book of Mormon. They are talking about another scriptures. And we said, oh, that makes sense. And they said, really? You believe that? He said, yes, we believe that. We know we should have a prophet on the earth. We could have other scriptures.
Oh, that's great.
And they said, okay. They asked us to go and pray to know more about that. And when we get back, they give us a copy of the Book of Mormon. And we read that. We start reading the same day and read it about 3 months. We finished the Book of Mormon
mm-hmm.
and visit the church. And I said, what is a good church? I remember when we go to the church for the first time, we hear the song. It was very good, very quiet. It's a very good place.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we love this church, but we need to know everything about this church. I remember when I asked the bishop, I said, the bishop, I need to go to the temple because I need to see what is the temple before I get baptized. And the bishop said, no, you cannot do that, because to go to the temple, you need to get at least one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized finally I cannot go to the temple. But we continue to study with the missionaries more than 1 year. We know those things are true, but we need to know exactly.
You wanted to know everything you could about
the church. Everything you could about the church.
Mm-hmm.
I personally attended institute classes. I studied the Book of Mormon before I get baptized in the church and receive a certificate. And
Were there any people who treated you as though you were already a member of the church because you had been around so long?
Oh, yes, many of them. I went to every baptism ceremony, and many people know that he's a member of the church, but I wasn't a member of the church. So after that, I remember one time when we decided to get baptized, we have a list of Christians. We asked to many churches, and my friends and I, we went to our scriptures and asked the missionaries about those Christians. And one of the missionaries said, "I will not come here anymore because our times. We come here many times, mm-hmm. and you don't want to get baptized." So the other said, "No, they get reason. We don't have the answer now, but we can ask other people to help us to understand the Christian." Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, we went to the church early in the morning, and this missionary came to us and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, brethren, I think you will never come to the church anymore." And we said, "Why not? Because it is not your church. It is the church of Jesus Christ. So we are here not for you, but for the church." And he was very sorry about that. And after that, I said to him, "I will get baptized when you transfer." "I will baptize when you leave this world. I will baptize, but if you are not, I will not get baptized." And a couple of weeks, this missionary transferred another area, and I was
and then
baptized.
You got baptized.
Me and my friends. So all of us, three of us, we serve a mission, get married to the temple.
Wonderful.
So,
tell me, President Colin, just as before we go on, what is your advice to those who are investigating the church now? You spend over a year investigating the church. Do you recommend that they get baptized a little earlier? Do you wish you would have been baptized a little earlier?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I didn't know, when you are young, you need to know all things you are looking for. At that time, I was studying many, many books too.
Uh-huh.
I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
You are working, you are looking for things with every book you can find on your route.
Which is great. That's really wonderful.
Yes.
The great thing about joining the church, though, is that after you join the church, you can continue to learn. We're all continuing to learn.
Well, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's why I should know before.
Yeah.
That's why I should know before. But I didn't know that. I try to understand all the things before I get baptized, but in reality, it's not good. So the best one, and you believe that, I have a testimony the same day I met the missionaries. I understand. Yeah. I realized this was the church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But I said, I'm not sure if really what I feel is really, really good. But it is very important when you met the missionaries, if you feel something, you feel it is true, just go to the church and get baptized. Mm-hmm. And you have all your life to continue to learn many other things. And the church. So you will not, it is impossible to learn everything in 1 year or in 2 years, in 5 years in the church.
No, it takes a lifetime.
Yes, a lifetime.
And much beyond that too.
Yes, and to continue to learn, to practice the gospel, and you will feel a good joy on your life.
You know, President Colin, something that really struck me, and I've heard it many, many times, is how closely your story parallels that of Joseph Smith when he was wondering which church was true. You did the same thing. You went to many, many churches trying to find answers to your questions.
Try to find one answer. Uh-huh. So many people tell me about that. They say, oh, it is close to Joseph Smith's story, but it is not only me, but we were three young men. Mm-hmm. So
there were three of you.
Yeah, three of you. One of them is the district president here now in mm-hmm. Lekai area. So the other one is living in Santo Domingo. So
that's wonderful.
It was wonderful. We want to know. We really love the Bible. Sometimes we spend a night to read the Bible to try to understand. I remember one period in my life, if someone come to preach in our neighborhood, and they said, the other said, "Oh, wait for me, I will call they made a Bible for you." And they go to a house and call us. "There's a man who are preaching. Come and see if his preaching is true.
Mm-hmm.
So It was a very good time. So, good time.
That's great. Well, congratulations. You're now married. You have three children. You're a stake president, 33 years old, 5,000 members in your stake. That's a big responsibility.
Yes, it is.
How have you seen the church change the lives of Haitian members around you?
So, I have many, many experiences with the members. It is something we cannot explain sometimes. I have some members in my head. I saw them when they come to the church. I have a story of one young man. The first time I saw him in the church, he came to the church for soccer, to play in a soccer team. But he was very, he speak very bad. Sometimes he want to fight with the others. And I said, wow, what happened to this man? But during his life, he's working. He get baptized in the church. And after that, he went to a mission. Now he get married to the temple.
Oh.
So he is a good leader now in the church. We saw some people, they come to the church, you know, Haiti is a poor country. So they come to the church very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
But when they apply the gospel principle in their life, they not become rich, but they can take care of themselves. They they learn many things about self-reliance in the church. So they are encouraged to go to school and learn more things on the school to university. And they become very, very good people. So the church changed life of the people in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Our members are very, very different. You can see that sometimes when you go to some area, for example, on Sunday, if you go in some area, you say, "Our members," you see they are very different.
Oh yeah, and that was one of the first things that I noticed about you and some other Haitians who are working with this week. You are lights on a hill, all of you, and I'm sure in your own country. As you are among the other Haitian people, they look to you. They see something different in you.
Yeah,
I
did sure.
When I met you.
So.
And I've heard about Haiti that the members are very, very strong. The retention rate is one of the best in the church, which is interesting, you know, that people come to the church, they come to the LDS church, and they stay strong. And this is a poor country, but this is a country where the members gain a testimony and they love the gospel and they stay in the church.
Yeah, for sure. Also, there are we to make sacrifices to have the church going. So we have in Haiti, we have three units, get meeting access in the morning. So in my stake, we have two units, they get meeting. A priesthood meeting at 6 in the morning, and
really?
We have always many members, many men, many members come today.
So you start, for a couple of your meeting houses, you start your meetings at 6 o'clock in the morning so
at
that you can
o'clock.
Fit everybody in.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it is good. They love that. They say, oh, it is good for us. They are so happy. And the church, as you could, you know, the church is very young in Haiti. But we are working, we are continuing to lean, we are pioneer. So we continue to lean, we continue to look for the guidance of the Spirit so we can continue to be better.
You're modern day pioneers in the country of Haiti.
Yes, yes we do.
President Colin, you were a stake president over 2 years ago when the earthquake that we all know about hit Haiti and affected the nation, the entire nation, and many nations I know have gotten involved in helping Haiti and so on. Describe a little bit about where you were and what you remember about when the earthquake happened.
It is a very, very sad situation. I remember on that day, in the state presence, you got a meeting at 6 in the morning. It was a Tuesday, and after we leave the church building to go to work, during the day, I felt very, very bad. I didn't want to leave my office before 4 o'clock. I tried to stay. I was sleepy. And after that, at 4:15, I leave in close my office and go home. And I went very quickly in my car, and I go very fast. When I get home, I just pick my car in my parking and go to my house. I had a seminary class in my home. Mm-hmm. And my wife was a teacher seminary. We have about 15 young men and young women in my house for seminary classes. And I just wiped my wife, and I went to my room with my kids, with my daughter Eliza and Neil. Neil was a baby at that time. After less than 10 minutes, I felt the house start to shaking. And I said, "What's that?" Because I don't know anything about earthquake. Mm. I usually see that on TV, but it is the first time I felt some. And I put my babies in their beds and go out to see what happened. I think it was a truck come to break a house. And I realized it was an earthquake. There's many people bleed, many fence of the houses are break down. And I said, "What's that?" And I go downstairs. And after that, my wife come to with the babies and with the young men and young men attend the seminar class in the house. And my wife was very, very strong. And she said to the youth, "What are you afraid? I teach you about that. I told you in the last day, we'll have earthquake, we'll have war, we'll have something bad in the world. So mm-hmm. we don't need to be afraid." So all of them come around here and crying. So we live close to the street, and we go to the street. Everybody go to the street. And after we realized really it was an earthquake, but I didn't know a very serious one. When I saw one of my friends just cross to my, in the street where I'm living, it was a high council member, and I said, "What happened?" And he said, "Four open cities break down. The nation palace, all build government building are break down." I fell down. I said, "What?" And one of my brother come quickly after the earthquake to my house, and he come to see how I'm doing. He said, he called me brother. "Hey, brother, how are you doing?" I said, "We're okay." "And the kids, they're okay." And even that, he go and look for in the house to see if the kids are okay.
Mm-hmm. Was your house still standing?
And yes, still standing. Mm-hmm. Still standing. Mm-hmm. And I asked him for my mom. And, "Where is my mom?" And he said, "My mom is okay. He sent me to see if you're okay." And I asked my brother to return and say, "My mom, but we are doing fine. All of us are doing fine." And after that, I tried to call all the bishops, but I can't.
Because the phones probably weren't working.
No, doesn't work. All mm-hmm. the phone company didn't work at that time. Mm-hmm. And trying to call the bishops, called to see all the members, but I cannot reach one of them. And I went to my own roads, my travels, close to my house. And I picked my car, some food, some water, some milk for the kids, some clothes, a little mat, and put it in my car, and we go out. And I went to the chapels, and I see the bishops, and I asked the bishop to open the chapels for the members and other people so they can go to and stay in the church building for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And after that, I tried to go town to see my bishops and their families or the other members. And some people say, "Present, you cannot go down. It is impossible to go. There is no way you can go to town. Mm. But anyway, I took my car and my family tried to see some bishops. And I went to the other side, and I finally get chance to meet one of my bishops. It was Bishop Liptune. And I see at his house many people bleed and terrible. I remember I see one man, he said, "President, you see me, I will die." I really don't know what to say, what to do. He was bleed, and he told to me, he know I'm here to help him. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I cannot do anything. But we just bless him, and after I left. But after that, in 2 more days, I finally got some doctor to help him. And I returned to my travels and stay in front of the travels with my family in the car. In the first night, my wife and I, we stay in the car, and the kids sleep the address.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, I try to call again, but I can't. They said the mission president and the other state president, President Francion Gamal, and he come to see me. And he said, "President, you okay? I am so happy you are here. So we are good. All of us, we are alive, so we can work." So after that, I take my car and try to go out. And I go out, and I finally can get chance to visit all the bishops. And I finally realize that all of them are okay, and lots of my counselors.
That's good.
I met one of my counselor on the route, and I said, "Ah, he's leaving." And I said, "Where's President Ramos?" He said, "I saw him. He's okay." And we said, "Okay, now we are ready. All the bishops are alive. The state president is alive. So now we can get a team and work to help the others." And we went down, and all our chapels become shelters for the members and non-members in the area. We have about more than 5,000 people in our chapels.
Really?
And we work with them. And when I finally get a chance to send an email to Elder Vinyas, the area president, and he said, "What I can do to help you," and other people said, "We need food, we need water." They said, "No, Elder Vinyas, not. We need a team of doctors because we need medicine. Now we have many people bleed in the country and we have no hospital, no doctors to take care of them." And he said, "No problem, we'll work on that." And in a couple of days, they sent a group of doctors with medicine from Salt Lake City to help us.
Hmm.
It was very, I saw those brethren as angels.
As angels, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember this, the first time I see Brother Richard Long, we call him Rick. I remember the first time I saw Rick, it was an angel. So they come to help us. And they try to provide us food, water, medicines, and doctors to support us. All our chapels become hospitals. So we use our chapels to take care of people, every people. So
that's wonderful.
To help the others. And that was wonderful. But after that, during the earthquake, during this time, the traffic was very, very hard. So we cannot drive during the day because many houses broke, fell down on the street. So that when we receive containers of food, water, and other things to the members, during the day we upload the containers and load the truck. And at night we get meeting and drove the truck and to distribute the
at night
food.
Time, at when night. There was no traffic.
Yeah.
Wow.
To the distribute food to the members all night long sometimes. So I cannot imagine how we could do that, but the Lord gave us strength to do so. It was very difficult. We work during the day and during the night. Every day for
incredible.
For many weeks. I remember one time Elder Vinyas visit me. And he said, "President calling, you need to sleep, you need to eat, you need to rest." And he said, "We don't want to come here to bury a state president. So you need to take care of you so you can take care of the members. If you were dead, it will be more difficult for the members. So you need to take care of yourself." And we work and we support them. It was very difficult time. But after that, to ask the people to leave the chapel was a great challenge. So they felt comfortable in the chapel.
They wanted to stay there.
And they don't want to leave.
Many of them probably didn't have houses.
Some of them that didn't have houses, but also we provide some tents, we have a piece of land. We organize where the churches organize a land for the members to so they can stay. But they said they have no electricity power outside, so they don't want to go out. But we provide them it is a gobi, it is a battery with a light, so they can help them. But even that, they don't want to leave our buildings. So it was a very good challenge. And after that, I said, "Oh, we can do that." We get meeting with all of them. If one say, "We will not leave," all of them say, "We will not leave." And after that, in a meeting with my counselors, and I say, brethren, we need to organize a fireside for the members to teach them spiritually so we can keep them strong. And we organize many fireside for them. In this fireside, I teach them about the earthquake in America. I said to them, in America, we had an earthquake for 3 days, not 2 hours. And after that, the living people went to Abundance Country, close to the temple. But when Jesus came, he knew that they didn't have any houses to stay, but he asked them to return home. He said, return to your home. And I said, we will ask them to return to their home. And I said to my counselor, you see what happened? When Jesus come in America, they go to him one by one. They touch him, and they know that this is the Christ. And I said to my counselor, oh, I know what we will do now. And I said, what we will do? And I said, we will interview every people here one by one, and we will ask them to leave the chapels, and we will provide them food, tents, anything they will need so they could leave the chapel. And they went and said, oh, this is a good idea. And we start interviewing the members and non-members. So we took 3 rooms and interviewed them. After they finish with the interview, they just go to the yard and bring their tents and all things, and they leave. And the people said, what happened? I cannot understand that. Every people went to this office. When they came back, they took all things and go outside. What happened?
They went to their homes?
Went to their homes.
Uh-huh.
It is a great blessing. We received many revelations during this time. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very excellent time. 42 members died during the earthquake.
42?
42 members. And 21 of them from the Paraguayan stake. Among them, a high council member, a very good man. He was a very strong man, a high council man. He died with the entire family, his wife and his daughter. But anyway, after the earthquake, the members become very, 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 very strong, more than before. Mm-hmm. After that, we have the attendance was increased. The faith was increased. Everything was increased. They pay more tithing. Even they become more poor. You can imagine that. They become more faithful, have more missionaries, more people willing to go to the mission. And now we are planning to have another stake in Port-au-Prince. We already received the approval. So during the next stake conference, we'll have another stake. So it's because of the faithfulness of the members. So
yeah.
It is a very, very exciting time.
Oh, that's just amazing. Thank you, President Colin, for taking the time to share with us your story about your conversion to the church and also about your experience as a stake president during the earthquake in Haiti. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mormon Channel of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.